The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports type 2 diabetes rates across the nation tripled between 1990 and 2010, and rates among Native Americans are more than twice, almost three times, those of Caucasians. But demonstration projects for American Indians and Alaska Natives show there are ways to prevent or delay onset of the disease. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Several tribal health organizations in Alaska have received Indian Health Service grants to run diabetes prevention programs for pre-diabetic people. The program calls for 16 weeks of classes and regular coaching toward weight loss and increased physical activity, as well as lab work and exams to track progress. Kelly Keyes Zeifel of Nome is program coordinator for the Norton Sound Health Corporation's diabetes prevention program. She says staff there had been worried about whether they could get people to stay the course.
At first, we were concerned that 16 weeks to be involved would be a really long time, and it is for a lot of people. But we found that people really get committed to the program and enjoy the program.
The risk of developing diabetes increases with the number of conditions people have. Conditions such as high blood pressure, high blood sugar levels, a waist size of more than 35 inches for women and 40 inches for men, and abnormal cholesterol levels. Risk increases with age. 95% of new cases show up among people age 44 and up. Waleen Whitson is site coordinator and lead instructor for the Lifestyle Program at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, in Sitka. She says genetics are also a factor.
I think the big thing about the public is they think that it is inevitable that they're just going to get it. Because my mom had it, my grandma had it, my uncle has it, I'm just going to get it. And they don't realize that there is prevention, that they can take a lot of steps to prevent or delay it.
A person is considered pre-diabetic, at high risk of developing diabetes, when a fasting blood test shows high sugar levels. Whitson says a recent analysis showed the 200-some pre-diabetic participants in their program lost an average of 24 pounds and 3 inches in waist size.
In year one, it kind of, the numbers went the wrong way. In year two, we even back out, and then three, four, and five, bam, exactly what we want to see.
Nome and Kenai programs report similar success. None of the pre-diabetic participants in the Kenaitse Indian Tribe's diabetes prevention program went on to develop diabetes. Helena Van Veen is a health educator, recruiter, and lifestyle coach for the SEARCH program. She says strong relationships were key to their success. She says they contact each participant at least once a month, and they focus on the positive.
When you got a person in here who weighs who's over 100 pounds overweight, the last thing they want to hear, you need to lose 100 pounds. So we asked them to lose 7%, and we said we don't expect you to do that in these 16 weeks. What we would love for you to do is just to be open and share ideas and share your success stories, and we share ours, and that we know that lifestyle changes take time.
Van Veen says they incorporate cultural traditions by sharing recipes for traditional foods and by teaching food gathering, preparation, and preservation. For example, they have a class coming up on how to dry seaweed. These Alaska programs are a few of the 160 projects nationwide funded through the Indian Health Service's Special Diabetes Program for Indians, or SPDI, which was launched in 2006. University of Colorado Professor Spiro Manson is co-author of a recent evaluation of SPDI projects that shows participants significantly reduce their risk of developing diabetes. Manson used programs in one region of the country as an example of how costly it can be to treat diabetes and its complications.
We saw that approximately 10.8% of the patient population treated in that in a given calendar year at that large service unit was responsible for consuming nearly 37% of the total healthcare expenditures.
Under the budget cuts known as sequestration, the Special Diabetes Program for Indians has been cut 2% for 2013. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.